tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center March 21st from News Talk 93.1.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Your membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912-757.
And now, a star is born. On January 18th, 1980, the world welcomed little baby Jason Segel. The future sitcom star was immediately placed in the arms of his loving mom. And that's how he met his mother. Jason Segel, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 28 days into the partial government shutdown, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell's now met with Vice President Pence and White House Advisor Jared Kushner about what happens next. President Trump has denied the use of military aircraft during the shutdown for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Afghanistan. California Congressman Adam Schiff was supposed to go too.
The president's decision to disclose a trip that a speaker is making to a war zone was completely and utterly irresponsible.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says everyone should
put the American people first before their travels and solve the problem.
A top North Korean official arrived in Washington last night.
Fox News understands Kim Jong-chol, sometimes described as the right-hand man of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today. This amid speculation about a second meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
In case you haven't heard, it's Friday. How does that make you feel, Greg Budell?
You know what?
What?
I'm happy.
My goodness, man. Control yourself. Jay Scott, what would you say if I told you next week had three Fridays in it?
Dynamite! Dynamite!
Emily Hayes. Have you heard the news? It's Friday.
Well, isn't that special?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I understand you're looking for a part-time job to earn some money on the weekends.
I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark.
And Rich Thomas, what would you say if I told you there would be no more bad weather to report on this year?
Yeah!
Everyone is geared up for Friday. Stand by for three men.
Butt scratcher! Butt scratcher! Get your butt scratcher here!
And a lady.
Welcome. We are celebrating Emily's second year with the show today. Oh, I can hear again. I'm Greg. He's Jay. She's Emily. And we're waiting for the return of...
That was comical what happened. Because you asked him a question and he said, I don't know. And he just took off.
Just gone.
Yeah.
So, oh, he's back now.
It was like a sitcom.
First, let's introduce him.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
To answer your question next hour. Mostly cloudy.
All of that for...
Mostly cloudy today, a mild day, we're generally dry. There is some dense fog, especially in West Alabama right now, but it's not too bad here in the river region at the moment. Risk of showers mostly after midnight tonight. High today, mid-60s, low tonight, 53. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely by midday and into the afternoon and evening hours. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. I'll be right here. And that'll continue into Saturday evening. Some of the storms, again, could feature damaging wind gusts and maybe a tornado or two, can't be ruled out. High tomorrow, 68 to 70. Sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday. A windy day Sunday with a high of 44, but it seems much colder with winds gusting up to 30. Low temperature by Monday morning, about 26. Wind chill factor teens. A lot of folks can sleep in during that. The MLK holiday with the high temperature that day. On Monday, 48 to 50. Right now, clear skies. I keep saying it's cloudy and 53 at 7:08.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I'm frustrated.
Why? Why are you frustrated?
Well, I had an idea for something that I think would be semi-amusing. It might get under your skin a little bit.
Mine.
But, and I know I had the audio, and I can't find the darn thing nowhere.
It was the Eagles doing the wedding march.
I'd like to hear that, actually.
Covered in chocolate.
No, you know, we're not playing, we're not using the wedding march.
Oh, dread.
Stop it.
Gotta do it Seven Bridges Road style.
Oh, I got you.
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
Line item 47.
I'm gonna continue to look for, because I don't give up that easy. I'm gonna continue to look for this clip while we enjoy a look at the roads with our buddy Balaki.
The morning rush hour has kicked in Montgomery. Skywatch traffic showing traffic around Montgomery just fine. The interstates are running at a speed limit ride. No problems getting to Montgomery on the 31s. And we also have stop-and-go traffic on the boulevard, but nothing to worry about this morning. Our first accident of the morning being reported up in Slapout on the Holtville Highway. That's 111 at Lake Shore Drive in front of the propane company. There's injuries and entrapment, so look out for emergency vehicles and medical personnel headed that way. School zones are happening this morning. Be careful. Watch out for the buses and the kids. A lot of traffic around the school zones. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's 7:10, and our friend David is on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning, all.
Hey!
Em, you're absolutely dead on. Don't skimp on the photographer.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We had some friends of ours who got married 2 weeks after us. This was, you know, 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they decided to try to cut corners with the photographer. The guy shows up drunk. And, of course, back then there wasn't digital photography. It was all film.
Yeah.
The pictures were completely horrible. Yeah, so it was completely wasted. They were so mad. They actually had to hire another photographer when they got back from their honeymoon to take some extra pics of them, you know.
Oh, yeah, like a wedding portrait or something.
Yeah, just so they could have some decent wedding portraits. So they ended up paying twice.
Oh,
over the years, friends who have known I have a video camera, you know, especially back in the 80s, 90s, and into the 2000s, would get me, would you shoot our wedding?
But
yeah. That's such a nerve-wracking
thing. I DJ'd a wedding, and I got paid well, and I only did it that one time because... The level of pressure, especially from the bride.
Well, listen.
and when you realize this is her day and everything has to be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I got through it and said never again.
I thought, just didn't want to. Rich will do it.
I have made this foolproof for our DJ and our and for Heath and Amy, really, because there's I have a list of pictures that must be taken, you know, like groupings and such of family and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. But then, so there's a shot list for the photographers, and then for numero uno, our DJ, I've got everything laid out for him, like it's an on-air shift, and everything, all the cues, spots, when this is supposed to be played, when the speech is supposed to be made. Yeah, I mean, it's laid out like a radio show, so numero uno, which is what I call Dr. Sam.
Yeah. I will tell you this. My daughter got married 2 years ago and hired a professional photographer out of Atlanta. And it has gotten to a point now because, you know, there's such big money involved in it that photographers, of course, believe that they have copyright to, you know, the wedding. And so they don't want anybody taking pictures, you know, because they want to be able to sell their pics to everybody. And so there's always that friction, you know, with friends and family members there taking pics with their iPads and their phones.
But there's also, you know, like, I don't want a picture of us in the ceremony and, you know, 100 cameras in the air trying to take a picture when we have a professional photographer there. So I can understand that, most definitely. Fine with cameras out at their reception, like phones and stuff, but during the ceremony, just let the
chill out.
Pay attention to the ceremony. Let the pros take the pictures.
My daughter had an interesting approach because she's also a professional photographer, and she's done a couple of weddings, but she had friends who offered to give her the paparazzi treatment through the whole thing. So as I was walking her down the aisle, there were like three or four people staying in front of us and snapping pictures, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
At Kristen's wedding, I had silenced my phone, but I had looked down at my watch and said, oh, I better silence this too. Well, as I was trying to silence it, it made all kinds of noise.
We went.
Oh, my God.
Eric's cousin got married, I guess it's been about a month or so now, but it was out somewhere in Autauga County that I had never been to. Mm-hmm. And it was the day that we had those. We had tornado warnings rolling through.
So you're getting alerts.
So, you know, it's a nice, small country church, and we sit down, and the ceremony's about to start, and Mr. Rob's phone starts going off with the alert for the tornado warning. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oops, you have to silence that.
If you have my app, you'll actually hear my voice.
Yes. And we did hear it because his went off, and then, like, three pews behind to the left, I heard your voice, and I was like,
Rich, shut up.
Yeah, but I tell you, this, you know, you're right. You guys are right. The last time I sang in a wedding was 30 years ago, and I'd never do it again, ever. Yeah, because it's just so stressful on everybody.
Exactly.
Oh, it is. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I'm just thinking, you know, because as the moment comes when the vows are exchanged, do you, Emily, take this fiancé to be your lawfully head husband? Then you hear,
Rich Thomas Weather!
I'm somewhere in the crowd.
A tornado warning is now in effect for your area.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
Right, you too. That would be hilarious.
It would, because he's so
adorable.
That's right.
I'd be totally fine with it. I'm so excited.
Due to a different wedding that didn't work out quite as well as this one's going to, short on funds to gift the bride and groom a wedding blower from Lewis Lawn. But
what are you talking about?
Wedding blower.
Well, you guys, you got a nice little house, and the one thing every home should have is a steel blower, and they sell them at Lewis Lawn.
Oh, yeah, I told Eric we should have registered.
If you can postpone your wedding for 2 months, I can do it.
No. No.
But
this train is moving.
What's that term they use when they the government is forced to cut sequester? Is that it?
That's when you're set aside from everybody else.
There's a term for that in the government when they have to cut spending because of... What is that?
Furlough?
No.
I don't know which word you're going for.
Oh, God. I hate it when this happens to my aging brain.
Shut down?
No. No, that one I'm familiar with. Kidding. It's an automatic spending cup that kicks in under certain circumstances, but I can't remember. Anyway, every home, and maybe the need is a little bit lower in the winter months because the leaves are all down. The trees are completely denuded, in case you hadn't noticed. So, but when it comes to just grabbing something that can clean a deck, sidewalks, and blow debris into a pile so you can get rid of it quickly, it's a must-have. And they sell everything else you need to maintain a beautiful outside of your home at Lewis Lawn. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Great family business, part of what we've done here for almost a decade now. And you've got professionals who can take care of your product after the purchase. When it needs service, work, or warranty repair, you bring it right back to Lewis Lawn. No questions asked. 244-9191 is the number. They just opened 70 minutes ago, and they will stay open until 4, Monday through Friday, each and every week. Lewis Lawn.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. And education, infrastructure, and the quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and County leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You know, remember last week I had a convoluted intro plan for Random Facts?
For Friday? Yeah.
That's
screwed
right.
It up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I said, remind me and I'll try it again.
Yeah.
A week from today.
And don't forget.
And I remembered it.
Oh, good.
Without you guys having to tell me that.
Wow.
At my age, that's very exciting. That's.
Yeah.
If anything deserved a good blow, that one did.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Here to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Dr. Jeff Pasley, no stranger to me or to Greg. He and I have both had separate aches and pains over the years that Dr. Pasley has helped us with. And the thing that is one of the things that I really like about Dr. Jeff Pasley is that he explains to you what's going on and how you're going to fix it and how you're going to maintain wellness in terms that you understand. I like to joke around when we're talking about stuff and tell him to explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old, but to understand what's going on can help you have a better idea of how to take care of it. And once that back pain, neck pain, headaches, all that stuff, once they start going away due to you working on your wellness with his help, you're going to live a much more enjoyable life. So get on the path to wellness. Call Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 285-8483. Again, they're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. If you want to learn more about what Dr. Pasley has been doing up there in Millbrook for over a decade, go to their website, millbrookchiropractor.com.
Now take these chocolate chip cookies away from me.
Oh, my God, they are so addicting. Roz, they are amazing. Woo! I love them.
And since they're for you and your anniversary on the show, I really feel they should be over on that side of the...
No.
I mean, downstairs on the kitchen
table. Yeah. Absolutely. Y'all, I'm in such a dang old good mood.
Well, great. Stay in it because Random Facts is next and everybody loves that.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
AC by Luke Cryer wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free 1-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
License number 84417.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This is breaking news.
This just in. The term breaking news means practically nothing.
This has been breaking news.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
A message from your favorite YouTube stars to stop doing dangerous internet challenges.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We feel once the Tide Pod challenge hit, all those brain cells you killed are making you do even more stupid things.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
When you hurt yourselves, we long for the days of Charlie biting a finger or David after the dentist or
chocolate rain.
There must be something better you could be doing on a So please, stop all these antics.
Right. Now. I mean it.
Oh, yeah. And also,
leave Benny alone.
Play us off, keyboard cat. Thank you.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Friday. It's a Friday. 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 You've worked hard all week and now it's Friday.
The weekend.
Here comes the weekend. Friday is here.
And now, Jay Scott gets paid a lot of
Don't.
To do
random.
Random.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Wow. I know it's a lie, but
we've been waiting a
completely.
Week.
Completely.
I know it's a lie.
We've been waiting a week.
Nothing but.
The question is, was it worth waiting for?
No.
All right.
If you don't stop it with those dangles, put it back over yonder.
I'm sitting it right here.
But I don't want it.
Kids,
it's not
kids,
for you.
Kids,
I'm sitting
kids.
It right here.
Stop this car.
Did you know?
Turn it right around and drive it to Kimberly's.
Let Prince Philip drive this car.
Uh-oh.
Turn it over.
Yeah.
Prince, that's what he says. Kids, don't stop that. I'll turn over this car. And did you know that the State Department travel suggestions for traveling to South Sudan include making funeral arrangements?
Whoa.
Well, that's happy.
That's nice. Wow.
It basically boils down here. If you're going, boils down to, if you go here, you're almost certainly going to die. Don't come crying to us for help if you ignore this advice.
And that's their tagline.
Yeah. Just don't go to the South Sudan. Did you know the Starship was a private Boeing 720 plane used by bands like Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, and other musicians? One time, the Allman Brothers Band chartered the plane, and they found "Welcome Allman Brothers" written in cocaine on the bar.
Whoa!
How sweet.
What a great line.
Oh, God.
Spelt wrong, probably.
Oh, by the way, the word I was trying to think of earlier, Cooter sent it to me. It's sequestration.
Oh. I would have never gotten that.
Which is not to be confused with sequestration.
Oh, my God.
One of the comments here says, cocaine found is better than cocaine earned.
Wait a minute. What did it
cocaine
say?
Cocaine found is better than cocaine earned.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Popeye wasn't the main character of the comic strip that he first appeared in?
Was it Wimpy?
No, he was hired by a character named Castor Oil. olive oil and castor oil, and yeah. That was the strip's protagonist, to steal money for a from a casino, but was later hunted down and shot by a hitman hired by the casino's owner. He lived and was so popular that he got his own comic strip.
Wow, it was pretty wild back then. Like, castor oil was a slippery kind of guy.
I can't swallow that. I'm not going to. Yeah.
It's awful.
Do you used to be given that stuff for
as a kid,
like, for everything, including bad behavior.
So it didn't matter what. Like, if you're sick, stubbed your toe.
Yeah, right. Broken arm.
Drink castor oil.
That's the only. I remember I was at my grandmother's house, and I forget what was going on. I had some symptom or something. She came at me. She was like 4'11", but she was a tough little kraut, and grandma got the castor oil in.
That and paregoric when I was a kid.
Did you know that Leonardo da Vinci may have had something called exotropia, or exotropia? It is an eye disorder. It would have impaired his depth perception. It would have allowed him to see images as being flat, which may have aided his ability to reproduce them in 2D form whenever he painted. Did you know that the authentic Valentine's Day sweethearts?
Yeah, the ones are like, call me.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the little candy hearts with the messages written on them. Yeah. They're not going to be sold this year.
What? Why?
There was a change of ownership of the company that makes them, and they'll be ready for sale again in time for Valentine's Day of 2020.
What? Wow. No.
Is this because of the government shutdown?
Oh, boy.
Somebody says, just color some chalk and you'll have the same taste.
That's not true.
I like sweet tarts with messages. Sweet tarts for your sweetheart.
Did you know that if you took all of your blood vessels and laid them out, you'd be dead? If you took all of your blood vessels, the line would stretch up to 100,000 miles long.
Holy cow.
You have 100,000 miles of blood vessels in your body.
But how did they figure that out? Did they actually do it to somebody?
It's possible. I have seen...
I mean, people donate their bodies to science. Is that what happens when you donate your body to science? They just pick you apart and see how long you are, if you're stretched out end to end?
I know my brother, when he finished medical school, he went to my parents and said, don't ever allow anyone you love to be autopsied or sent to medical school because of the way they're abused. Huh. And they look at it a totally different way. You know, this is for learning purposes.
Science.
Just like we have a dark sense of humor about certain things, you know, doing what we do. It exists in the medical. I've heard some rather unsettling stories, to say the least. So make sure they take me straight to the furnace.
Oh, jeez. Next.
Light them up. Did you know that it takes an average of 24 months for a pineapple to grow?
24 months?
Yeah. That's a long time for a pineapple.
Can they be grown in Alabama? Maybe that's the kind of crop I should look at getting
pineapples
into. Well, I mean...
You should grow pineapples?
If it takes 24 months, I won't have to pay a lot of attention.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Yeah.
Set it and forget it.
I love that.
Did you know that outside of North America, Church's chicken is known as Texas chicken? What? The name was changed due to concerns of its association with religion.
Really?
Yeah. So it's not called Church's chicken if you're outside of North America. It becomes Texas chicken. Can I have some of that Texas chicken?
Does it have some of that attitude that you said it with?
Yeah.
TFC, right? Kentucky.
Well,
Texas. No.
Texas chicken.
TFC. Always thinking.
Did you know there's a senator by the name of Birch Baya, B-A-Y-H?
Birch Baya.
Birch Baya, yeah. He is the only person since the Founding Fathers to have authored two constitutional amendments.
Yeah, that guy was in the Senate for
forever,
a long time.
Him and Strom Thurmond. Jeez.
See, he predates your generation. So.
He was in office from 63 to 81. And that's as a senator. But then he was in the House of Representatives from 58 to 60. Then he was in the Indiana House, from 54 to 62. God.
Yeah, that's a famous name, though.
You know, and what gets me is that guys like that say, I've lived a lifetime of public service. Mm-hmm. Crapola is what that is. That you get paid, then it's no longer public service. It's a job. It's a career. And too many of you make a career out of it. To our detriment. Thank you, Jay. Back to you.
He lost his 1980 bid for a fourth term to Dan Quayle.
Oh, potato.
Swept down the wings of Ronald Reagan.
Did you know that Juneau, Alaska is reachable only...
Juneau, Alaska?
You can't get there by car.
I know, really.
Airplane?
My influence is rubbing on Jay.
Juneau, Alaska? Is reachable only by ferry or airplane. It is not connected to the North American highway system, despite being the state capital. Plans for connecting a highway go back to 1972, but state research funding was halted in 2016, citing budget concerns. There you go. Yeah. You can't drive to Juneau. You have to fly or take a ferry. And finally, did you know that, I want to say it's Ian Ramone, it could be Elon Ramone, because I don't know if that's an L or an I. That's got to be an L. That's got to be an L. Yeah, it's an I-L. Elon Ramon. He was the only Israeli astronaut in history. He died in the Columbia disaster, and he became the only non-American to be given the Congressional Space Medal of Honor.
That's interesting.
Sidebar, did you know that there is a Space Medal of Honor?
No. Mm.
37 pages of his personal diary survived the crash, even though most of the shuttle was destroyed.
Interesting. How about that? So
there you go. Those are your random facts.
Yay.
Next time Jay brings up somebody with the name Elon Musk, you ask and interrupt the... where the corn grows deep. I mean, this has been a bumper crop this morning. 7:34. All right, while these guys caucus on a... you mentioned Juneau,
yeah.
My news partner and best buddy for almost 10 years in Florida was Jewish. And, you know, we always talk conversation like we do here, so I'd say, Juneau, and he'd say, Jew. Like I was being anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Stop that. And then one day the boss... said, don't do that anymore. It's funny, but it's not.
I heard the buttery one explaining Michigas to Kristen the other day.
Michigas.
Yes. He was like, you need to learn that word.
Yeah. No, there's some great... I brought a lot of those terms to hear. Yeah, the Guns of Megillah, the Mishpucha, the...
Conundrum's not used in everyday language, but...
sometimes.
I got here.
Sometimes the show gets a little spilkies.
Spilky.
And my friends Karen and Luna, what that means. Hey. It is 7:34. Food Outlet has some great values. They do every week. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. But the specials this week, I don't even know where to start. If you drink a lot of Coca-Cola products, you can get the suitcase size. That's 24 cans in one container for $5.80. That is a great price. If you like the bottled Coca-Cola products, you can get those for $3.59 for a six-pack. And they're $2 more expensive than that in the big chains. I'll never understand that, but a Food Outlet, when they say cost plus 10, they mean it. Just in time for Mardi Gras, Bluebell ice cream, $4.50 for the full half gallon. I have seen them ask $7.99 for the same size container at the chains. You're really getting ripped off. A buy one, get one free here does not add up to the savings you'll experience paying cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. By the way, I told my friend Beth, who was one of our winners this week, that at stake for $4.78. New York strips, $4.78. So you guys will be enjoying those one day next week.
Yes, sir.
And remind me to pick up a head of lettuce on Sunday so we can do BLTs.
Right, I'll remind you.
Get a great price on the Pepperidge Farm.
Remembers.
Sourdough bread, and that is excellent. Remember,
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
They remember the Food Outlet has three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street in the Preferred Community, and on Coliseum Boulevard, where I am there every Sunday morning texting photos of the chicken tenders.
See what dog I know.
And those are $1.87, so I'll have a cart full of those as I push my buggy out of Food Outlet. Now, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop. Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about Popeye. Mm-hmm. He was not the main character of the comic strip that he first appeared in. The comic strip's protagonist had a different name. What was the name of that person?
Wow, that's a tough one. I heard the story, but the name didn't stick, so I couldn't even win my own contest right now.
You totally know what it is.
Read the other one I sent you just privately.
272-9228 is the number. Well, our listeners, they're paying attention. They're taking us. They want to win that $10 food that gives you debut. Call us now at 272-9228. The 3 Men and a Lady Sap channel number is Adiaco, Tres, Tres, Cuatro, Dos, Siete, Dos, Te, Wey, Vey, Dos, Dos, Ocho. And we should let this play so Emily can enjoy it.
Yay!
Sorry, what's your name?
That's all we have time. I'm sorry. 737.
Jay's going to kill me. He's trying to hear the caller's name. And I keep blowing the horn. And I can see that he's got his angry Betty Davis eyes on.
All right. This is Jondra.
Hey.
Did I pronounce that correctly? Jondra?
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you for listening.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, thanks.
All we need is that correct answer to today's
character's name.
Pop quiz question.
Castor Oil.
Correctamundo.
Yay!
That is exactly right.
Jondra, you sound way too young to have ever been victimized by the forced taking of castor oil.
Yes, I've never been subjected to that.
It is so icky. It is awful.
Yeah, and it's been so long, though. Maybe I'll try it again just on a dare.
What? Why? What's wrong with you?
I want to bring back warm memories. Vomiting at Grandma's house.
Oh, and I would like to say I just left Proutville Farm Center.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
And Randy hooked me up this morning.
Oh, nice.
All right, he's that kind of guy.
Very good.
He is the second most buttery person in the River region behind somebody named Rick Peters. Jondra, hang on. Jay is going to get you jam up and jelly tight with your $10 food letter gift certificate. Congratulations, and we'll do it again Monday morning right here.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
We have a mostly cloudy morning out there. There's some patchy fog in some places. In fact, if you go west of Montgomery, you get into some really dense fog, so keep in mind if you're going to be out traveling this morning. A mild day today. I think we're at least in the mid-60s, perhaps a little above that. Risk of showers moves in, but especially late tonight with the low tonight down to about 53. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially as we move towards midday into the afternoon and evening hours. I'll be here. We'll be watching the radar very carefully. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Storm Prediction Center has us in a severe weather risk. For more details on the timeline and all of that, go to my weather app this morning and check it out. Rich Thomas Weather Network. And also, I believe Greg posted it on his page as well.
I did.
High around 70 tomorrow. And then it turns sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday. A windy day. Sunday's high only 44, but you'll swear it's colder with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour as Arctic air invades the area. Low temperature by Monday morning, run down to about 26 by dawn. Wind chill factor in the teens, and the high temperature on MLK Day will be around 48 to 50 with sunshine returning. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies. It's a little misty with some fog in some areas. Calm winds, temperature 53, 740.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What'd you say?
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Can you imagine if that was the welcoming message for the Allman Brothers on play?
That's a great... By the way, the...
Spelled out in cocaine?
Well, the other interesting part about that private jet, the Boeing 720, is that very few of those are actually manufactured. And they quickly made another version of that plane, so very few 720s were produced by Boeing.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I could probably look it up. It would be fun to find out.
Remember the aircraft that Lynyrd Skynyrd went on was owned by other bands who said, no way, let's get rid of this.
Yeah.
Remember that? I forget the two other bands that once had that aircraft that went down in Mississippi on that day in 77.
I'm waiting for an update. The story, and I'm just going to leave it where it is. I do not want to discuss this now, but there was a shooting in the East Chase complex yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And there's a lot of buzz.
Did they get the guy?
The store, it was two employees from the store, is claiming that it was an accident.
Ooh.
And that the police have cleared the guy who had the gun.
Ooh.
I'm hearing there are other components of the story.
Huh.
Waiting for official verification, which means I'll trust anybody but official sources on this.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was. I walked in yesterday, and that was the big local story.
Yeah,
people were texting me about it.
Yeah. 7:42 is the time. Let's go shopping at Jack Ingram Furniture Used Cars. Gesundheit, that's always fun. Not Gesundheit. Shopping at Jack Ingram. And somebody is going to drive away from their lot one of these days with that beautiful 2009 Beamer. Under 10,000, very low mileage for a vehicle that's 10, a body that looks brand new, and an interior that's clean and pristine. So if you have always dreamed about driving a BMW but kind of thought the price of a new one was just not going to work for you, here's how you do that. Here's how you get around that. In the signature pre-owned lot, there are a variety of models and types of car, Mercedes and others, that they make the dream possible for people who've always dreamed about having an Audi, for example. They're just in incredible condition, and nothing gets the Jack Ingram name signature on the back end unless the mechanics there have gone over it and said, we can resell this without reselling somebody else's troubles, because they don't want that. That's bad for business, as they say. So shop with confidence with Tip Thames and his great team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or go online. You can shop by price, style, type of vehicle at jackingram.com. Coming up, we have a very special contest. The backwards song, but with a twist today that will make it a dinner and a show package. Tickets to see Steve Miller before you can buy it. Yeah, take the money and run. You won't have to do that. You stay by the phone and call, and we'll explain why this one's going to be a little bit different from Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday.
The morning rush hour is in full swing, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking around. Don't see anything to really delay you this morning other than the traffic lights on the boulevard. It's crowded out there. The interstates are running smooth. The 31s are looking good as well this morning. School zones are happening. Be careful and watch out for the school buses and kids. Now, if you are in the slap-out area, you may want to try to use the backway 143 to get out of town. There's an accident on 111 in front of the propane company with entrapment. Rescue workers are trying to work that accident. Be careful and avoid that area if you can. Enroll now for midterm B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Network. Purdue is recalling chicken nuggets because they could be contaminated with wood. The recall involves 68,000 pounds of gluten-free organics breaded chicken breast nuggets sold at stores nationwide. Netflix added 8.8 million new paid subscribers in the holiday season, but it's not good enough for Wall Street. Netflix earnings were also better than expected, but it wasn't bringing in as much money as forecast. Tesla is cutting jobs so it can sell its Model 3 at a lower price. The Wall Street Journal reports a memo from CEO Elon Musk to company employees says the company is cutting its workforce by 7%. CVS, Caremark, and Walmart have resolved their dispute over payments. They have reached a multi-year deal that will allow you to use your Caremark pharmacy plan at Walmart. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits,
The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. And education, infrastructure, and quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and county leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact.
Daddy, don't you want so bad? Daddy, don't you want so bad?
Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
These players are in their 40s. They're driving slow to the stadium. They're playing bingo when the game is done. They wear adult diapers. Their hair's turning white. There's gonna be some grandpas in the NFL tonight. Tom Brady's ready. And Drew Brees is ready.
No.
Forget the Gatorade. Put Metamucil
Sharks are playing tonight.
Got it. 40 is geriatric. What the hell? My goodness. Hey, everybody, it's contest time.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. All right, we have a final pair of tickets to see Steve Miller tickets you can win this morning before you can actually buy them. And in honor of Emily's second anniversary on the show, we've come up with a very special edition of the Backwards Song. Here to explain it is the inventor, Jay Scott.
QJ.
So we're calling this the triple play of the day.
Mm-hmm. And you win a double prize.
Yeah, because we're going to add some food.
Yeah, $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro, as well as the tickets to see the Steve Miller Band. If you can...
Name three Steve Miller songs that you hear in the clip that we're going to play.
Oh.
We've taken three Steve Miller songs.
Okay.
Put them on top of each other and played them.
Okay.
So you're going to hear, it's going to sound a jumbled mess, but if you're able to figure out which three songs are in there, then you'll win. So when you call up and you give your three guesses, we'll tell you that you're one off. Or that you're two off, or that you're, you know, whatever the case.
But we won't identify which ones you got right.
We're not
going
to tell you which ones you got right. We're just going to say, that one's...
So News and Views will begin whenever we're done with this. This is nostalgic for me because I did this contest in Florida. Three songs. I forget what we called it. We play the greatest hits of all time, three at a time or something, mm-hmm. and we would do that. And it's very, very hard.
Friday Triple Play.
I have not heard the clue yet, so I'm just as anxious as our listeners.
Me too.
I heard it yesterday because I bugged Jay to let me hear it.
And I
couldn't get it. I got frustrated after the second or third.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Okay. We'll play this clue for the first time now.
No, that's the backwards.
That's the wrong one.
That was the backwards song.
Disregard what you hear, jury. You would disregard
strike
all
that.
What am I looking for?
Triple play.
Triple.
Well, Greg's looking that up.
Nice,
get ready to call 272-9228.
I thought that's what it was.
272-9228.
Take the triple play.
Let me remove the inappropriate clues. Once again.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's... I run the board.
Sorry!
I own it.
I run the board.
Here is the Steve Miller triple play,
okay.
And we need to identify all three songs.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. It's great. Let's play it one more time. I couldn't win this contest if I had to make a guess immediately. I love it.
Okay, you need to make sure the guys know, though. So
if you're
on the phone.
Yeah, that's right. We need those titles handy because I have enough sunny moments every morning. Let me see if that's the right answer.
and
just write it down.
I am, and I'm trying to remember what the third one was.
I'll play the clue one more time.
No, I got it. I got it.
Maybe no.
Again, there are three Steve Miller songs in this clip. Identify them all correctly. And
there's one in there that you think is that.
Yeah.
Put that back when you're done.
That.
Oh.
Okay. 272-9228.
Oh, how exciting!
Well, the phones are filling with
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Whose idea was it to bring that toy horn in here?
The first letter of your last name.
I don't know. You know, I was 10 years old at Mardi Gras. My dad took us to a Mardi Gras parade in Fairhope, and I bugged him to get me one of those little plastic horns that they were selling from a rolling cart. Oh, man, you want to talk about the biggest regret of his life was getting me that horn.
Well, you weren't here on the original Richmas. We took this to the limit.
Did you? Because you would.
We played Take It to the Limit, no.
With the okay, horns. Bill S. wants to try this.
All right.
The Steve Miller triple play. Give us the three titles.
What you think?
All right, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
All right, I'm going to give it a shot. Hey. Joker, Fly Like an Eagle, and Jet Airliner.
That
You're
is
kidding
incredible.
Me.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
You are
I
kidding
am
me.
Shocked.
Wow.
Shocked, I tell you.
Me too.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
He just happened to be in the booth when Jay was doing this yesterday, probably.
Yeah.
Let me play the clip so you can hear Big Old Jet Airliner, The Joker, and Fly Like an Eagle.
Wow.
Honestly, that's amazing.
That is, we thought it was going to go like 40 calls. And wow. Went the first call. Wow.
So the question that we have to ask at the moment is,
what are we going to do?
Are you in the band?
What are you in do now?
Are you in the
band?
No, I've just listened to a lot of their songs. It's okay. A good guess.
All right, I just thought you were in the Steve Miller Band, maybe.
All right, you hang on. You have one ticket before you can buy them, and you get a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Well, I mean, what are we going to do now?
Maybe it would have been easier to do the backwards song.
Yeah.
Man.
Can you play one note of a Steve Miller song here? Can you find
one? Do you have one?
Can you play one? Oh.
Yeah.
I know that one.
I'm saving that, though, in case we get more tickets to give away. I want to have it in storage.
God bless it.
7:57. If you have done nothing in the way of financial planning, you really, here in January of all months, is the time to call Brant McDonald at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, meet the incredible team of people there, and sit down and talk about planning your financial future. It's becoming managerial about your money, and it's an experience that will make you feel great because you've taken that first. I mean, this is when you become a grown up. When you sit down and talk to somebody about planning for your financial future, that is about the most adult experience you can have. You know, you have taken charge, because financial planning is more than balancing a checkbook. And he can help you do that. He's got a great team of support, and when you have questions about why the market is up or down or anything else, you can call them and ask and get ready answers. McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. All right, we have a suddenly vacant 8 to 9 hour.
Yeah.
So we'll take a quick break here for traffic. Fox News. Rich's forecast on this Emily Hayes' second anniversary with the show.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a pretty uneventful rush hour this morning. Everything's still running smooth on the interstates. I-65 starting to show a little bit of a backup near the Northern Boulevard and the River Bridges, but you'll get through okay. We're looking good on I-85. The Boulevard is stop and go all the way around. We do have an accident in Prattville. It's at Highway 14 and Old Ridge Road. That's right before you get to the interstate 65. That's an accident with injury, so make sure you give room for the emergency responders to do their job. Our traffic spotters have also noticed an accident on 7900 Vaughn Road. That's Vaughn Road right near the intersection of Taylor Road. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout.